never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
Singer, songwriter, actress these days, Yvonne Chaka Chaka with us. By the way, she was honored this year with the Order of Ikhamanga in silver, given to her, bestowed on her by President Cyril Ramaphosa.
Whoa.
So what do you do with that now? Where do you keep it? Can you wear it?
Well, I'm sure I could, but I'm sure I'll look like Bukosi on Giani wearing that chain every time, like a fool. But I'm just so grateful, you know, to the president and the country, whoever, you know, nominated me or sent my name there. And everybody tells me now you're very important now that you've got the Order of Ikhamanga. I don't know, but I'm just so grateful.
That's incredible. That how does that process work? Do you curtsy and then he puts it around? How does it work?
Yeah, well, you know,
he probably has to curtsy before
apparently,
you.
Apparently, you know, people send your name to the president, and there's a group of adjudicators. They look at what you've done, what you've achieved, and then they send it to the president, and he evaluates it, and then, you know, you get called. You get a letter from the president, which I've actually put on my new book that is coming very soon for children. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm busy writing two books. Richard Mkhonto started a book when I was 48. I'm going to be 55 next year. He still has not finished. Rich, come, my friend. And I'm writing a children's book, you know, about the Africa that we want, the Africa that we love. What is NAPAD? What is ECOWAS? And you know what? Children have to know all those things. So I put that letter from the president right in front there. And I want to say thank you very much to NAPAD that supported me as well.
And I love how you always say, not a hand out, hand up, eh?
Oh, absolutely. People don't need a hand up. People need a hand up because, you know, it's like teaching people to catch fish, not to eat it.
Yeah. And that's a big thing in Africa, is that it needs to be hand up, not hand out.
Absolutely. You know, you can't come to people and tell them what to do. That's why sometimes I'm very skeptical when people want to give you a grant or money, because they are going to tell you how to use that money. So it's better when you say to them, I've got 2 cents. This is my collateral. Give me the money. I know my needs and I know how to use this money. Amen. So it must benefit you.
Amen. Listen, always good to see you.
Beautiful.
I got to ask you on a more serious note, are you hopeful? You met the president now and you've seen them all come and go. You've literally seen them all come and go. How are you feeling about the future?
You know, I'm feeling very hopeful, Rian, I must say. You know, I'm looking at my 2 kids right here now, sitting here, and this is first hope for me. Jacaranda, and you see this brown? There's hope. That's the first hope. But I really think, you know, honestly, I think we are on the right path. I think we had to go the route we've taken, really. Nelson Mandela was there. He was the man of the world. He was given to us for a purpose. Thabo Mbeki really made sure that this country is taken up to where it was supposed to be. Remember, we had lots of debt. We had toilets built in the fields and things like that. How many white people were there in the country and how many black people were there? So things really were not equal. We need to redress all those things. So it's going to take a long time. I know it's not very easy, but we've got Cyril Ramaphosa now. He says it's a new dawn. And I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I was just about to leave and go and live in Rwanda.
Really? In Rwanda?
Yes, for that matter.
A very beautiful place, by the way.
Beautiful
Rwanda.
Country, clean. Beautiful people. But I think, you know what? I've decided to keep my South African passport. I'm going nowhere. My roots are here in Africa, 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 Africa. You know, so I really think there's a lot that needs to be done. We need to work together. Yes, it's the truth. Money is still in white hands. There's still very few black people with money, you know. So we need to work towards building a better South Africa for all of us. I've seen a couple of white people living in Soweto because they don't want to pay rates, you know.
Free electricity. Move to Soweto.
You know, it's important that we educate our people that there's absolutely nothing for Mahala. Mana came once. And Jesus is not going to come anymore. When he comes, he's going to wipe us all. So there was once manna, but this time we need to teach our people that when you need services, you need to pay for them. But how do we do that? We need to make sure that there's tarred roads, people have got good houses, people that have got good education. You know, for me, I always say, you know, the slogan for the Princes of Africa is there's no wealth without health and education. When people are healthy, they're going to be able to do things for themselves. When people are educated, they don't need to be taken for a ride. They don't need social grant. They would do things for themselves. But those who cannot afford black, white, and yellow, then as a country, then we'll have to really need, we'll need to help them. But all I'm asking for is for government to level the playing field for us. We can't have so many graduates now not having work. And what do we have? We have a brain drain. We have people leaving the country with the skills and the knowledge. We can't do that. We need to retain these people here and make sure that they work, they impart their knowledge, and our children don't have to roam around the streets.
Oi, Maria. Once again, you've ignited a fire in my heart.
I can imagine Adorno, my brother.
Let's forget about that for a second. We'll meet you outside, okay, Maria?
Yvonne Chaka Chaka, listen, great to see you.
Well, thank you. But at first, I want to say thank you to Andre Swartz. We've just done a CD, a single with him. And one with Karen Zoid, you see.
Wow!
They love the buses and the maidens. They love me, man. So we've redone one of my songs, Kano Chechema, with Karen Zoid. It sounds beautiful. And with Andre Swartz, we've just done, last week we finished a single, and it's going to be out soon, and it's amazing. And I want to send my mother, my mother, Pat Ferry, you know, this was my mother's maiden. She's in hospital, you know, and I just want to say to you, I love you, Mum. You fought when the white government took the house from my mother. You were the white woman who fought for us to get back our house. So I want to say to you, please get well, and I do love you very much.
Wow. That's why I love this woman so much.
She's incredible.
You're a legend. Wow. Please come back soon.
I was about to say, can't you stay?
I shall. Absorbing. And now I demand that you play that CD called Keep Looking At Me. Other radio stations that don't want to play it, they say it's white. I don't know why.
Really?
What do they know?
Try and listen.
Yvonne Chaka Chaka, ladies and gentlemen.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays, 4 to 7 p.m.